Hello, everyone. My name is Adam Cross, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Southern California. And today I want to talk to you about preparing for difficult conversations with people. When we're talking about difficult conversations, that could be conflict resolution, that could be kind of fraternal correction. It could be just even sharing negative emotions that we need to share with somebody in our lives. So a few tools for that. You know, I think the first thing we can go to is Matthew 18, right? Where Jesus is saying, hey, this is how you deal with sin. This is how you deal with, you know, wrongdoings. If your brother has wronged you, how do you go about it? Briefly on that, you know, Jesus says, go directly to that person, right? Don't go talk to everybody else in the community, all your friends, and then go to that person or not at all. Go directly to that person. Tell them your faults. Even within that, I think we can use I feel statements. I feel sad, mad, glad, or afraid. And why? We can avoid the word you, right? You always forget, or you never take out the trash, right? Those are fighting words, right? So you can say, I feel sad when this particular thing happens, or I feel frustrated when these comments are made, right? Keeping it very behaviorally focused, right, is the goal. So we can go straight to the person who's wronged us. We can have that conversation. If that doesn't work, right, if they still aren't listening or it doesn't go well, right, we can take a break. We can take a time out. We can say, you know what, this is getting heated. This isn't helping. We can even bring a mediator in. That's kind of the next thing Jesus asks is, well, bring somebody in who you trust, right, to help walk you through that. So then you have a mediator. You have someone who can really help both sides be heard, right? And that is really the goal, is seeking to understand first. It's not who's right, who's wrong. Jesus says, like, resolve things with your brother before you go to court. And I think that's a great reminder, is no one goes to court and becomes better friends, right? If people are suing each other, someone's going to win, someone's going to lose. They don't walk out of court and say, hey, you want to grab a beer? You know, I know I just got $1 million from you, but you want to be best friends? No, you walk out of court with more animosity, right? With a sense of shame, right? Or a sense of pride. One loser, one winner. So we want to avoid taking people to court, right? So having a mediator, right? Someone we can trust, can help both sides be heard and both sides really seeking to understand each other as the first goal. And then the last thing is bringing the church in, right? And so that might be going to your priest, right? Going to people in your church you can trust for prayer, for guidance, right? For more mediation. That's the goal. Jesus's guide for conflict resolution is the first place to go. Within that, I want to add kind of some tools, right, that can help you to even prepare for those conversations as you're going to the person directly or going with a mediator or going to the church, right? So oftentimes in therapy, I will encourage people to write letters that they don't give to the person, right? So if you know you have to have a hard conversation with somebody, you can write them a letter that they will never see. You can rage in that letter, right? Or you can be raw and honest in that letter because it's not for them, right? It's for you. It's for you to unpack, hey, this is what's really going on when I think about this person, right? There's no consequences for me writing this letter. You can burn it, you can delete it, you can shred it, whatever you need to do. But think of it as kind of like a raw emotional dump, right? Or a thought dump onto the paper to write that letter. And from there, you know, you can walk away with, okay, now what do I actually want to say to them? I put this down or I typed this up. That wouldn't be helpful. They couldn't receive that. Or that could make things worse. Or I just don't want to share that part. It's like a first draft. And so with that draft in mind, you could write a second letter. Here's what I actually want to say. Or you can just go into that conversation and say, you know, here's what I got out. Here's what's in my head. But here's what I really think would be helpful in that conversation. So practically saying, oh, what do I want to say in this can make a big difference. I think with that too, really thinking about what is the end goal of this conversation? What do you want to get out of that conversation? And really kind of asking yourself, are my expectations reasonable for walking into this conversation? Do I want this person to just own up to everything? And if he doesn't or they don't, I'm going to be really upset and I'm going to walk away in a huff. Okay, if that's your expectation, that's really good to know. Is that probable for this conversation with this person? If not, then maybe we need to change our expectations. Maybe we need to look at how we're going to talk about things, or even if talking about it is really going to be helpful, right? We have to ask, is this person going to receive what I'm going to say? Is that going to be a productive means? That is a question. is this going to bear good fruit? And that's something we have to consider too. And sometimes maybe it's not, right? There's a lot of people that I work with in therapy that have experienced real trauma, have experienced real hurt and harm from other people. And the idea of going back to that person and voicing negative emotions and where they're at might not bear good fruit, right? It might not be worth it to put themselves back in that. And that means that they're working through their hurt and their anger in therapy, in their own hearts and prayer, that they're working to forgive in prayer without maybe having that conversation directly, but they're really relying on God to work within that, right? But if it's somebody that you're close to, somebody that you do need to address things with, right, and have that honest conversation, if you feel like there is good fruit, even if it's rough, but the end goal is going to be good fruit to grow closer, then I really do encourage you to have that conversation, to think about what your end goal is, think about what you want to say, what you don't want to say, what's going to help you to not take that person to court, right? It's not you're right or I'm right, you're wrong, but it's I want you to understand where I'm coming from, that I still love you as a person, right? And maybe also these are the boundaries that I need to put in place, right? Going back to those expectations to think about, well, how does our relationship need to change in light of what I'm saying, right? What boundaries do we need to have that maybe we didn't have in light of what I'm saying, right? In light of how I'm feeling, right? So how do we move forward to better love each other? And oftentimes that involves better boundaries, more clear boundaries, right? Communicated with love, not like a firm, like you messed up, so therefore here's the consequence, right? Just like, you know, I'm really frustrated when these comments are made. So I'm hoping that, you know, maybe we don't talk specifically about this one thing or this one theme casually or lightly in our friendship, because it's really important to me, right? Or I'm really struggling with that. And I hope you can understand that it's something that I want to be taken seriously, or I want to be considered, right? It's not like we can't talk about it at all, or, you know, I'm going to be really hurt if something is brought up, but this is where I'm at with this, and I'm hoping that we can address this differently. So starting with the end in mind, what's the end goal, right? Writing out letters, what do you want to say, right? Journaling about it, asking yourself what boundaries need to come in light of this conversation. And then the last thing I would say is don't go in it alone, right? Bring God into any difficult conversations you have. He's not asking you to do that alone. He wants to help. Invite the Holy Spirit in. And if the person you have to talk to is open to it, pray with them before a difficult conversation. Just invite for that guidance to remind them and yourself in prayer that they are a beloved son or daughter of the Father. And so no matter what conversation you have or how it goes, that neither of you are forgetting who you are, where your worth comes from, where your goodness comes from. So I think if you can do all those great things, and there's more tools to, that's a foundation for a really good conversation, even if it's a hard one. So I hope this helps in some way. If you have any other ideas, like, hey, I always try to do this, or I always try to do that, I would love to hear that too, because this video is not like comprehensive, right? It's just a few tools and tips. So love to hear that. Also want to hear your video suggestions, but thank you so much for watching. I'll see you next time. God bless.